We're featuring on 99.9 MyFM the 2022 municipal election candidates. Today we're speaking with Gananoque Town Council candidate Catherine Christensen. Catherine, thanks for joining us, and how are things going on the campaign trail for you?
Hi, Tim. Thanks for having me. This is really great of MyFM. You guys do so much great community work, and I'm sure all the candidates appreciate this. My campaign's going fine. It's the first time I've run for council and for politics. I'm no stranger to sitting on boards of directors and chairing boards, and my understanding is that council's a very similar beast. So I'm hoping that the expertise I have in with the boards and stuff will translate into being able to do good works at the council table. And I'm not like most of the other candidates. I've got some pretty signs out, and they're on lawns, and I've got a few extras I'm going to be putting out this weekend, and I'm out talking to people, and which is what I do in my life anyways.
Basically, what made you decide to run in this year's election?
Well, that's an interesting question. What made any of us decide to run? I've actually been asking some of the other candidates, and it sort of comes down to there's a theme with everyone, and that's that people want to make the community better. And I've been here for living and working here for 40 years, volunteering, working on different projects within the community and out in the world, being a champion for tourism on a provincial, national, international platform. And sitting on council just seems to be and the logical evolution of what I've been doing in the community. And I'm really hoping that I can help make Gananoque and the whole region actually contribute to the prospering of our community.
What are some of the things you'll be focusing on should you end up getting a seat on council this year?
Right across the board, number one has to be how our tax dollars are spent. I'm not saying they're being spent badly. I'm not saying they're being spent well. What I'm saying is that anything I can do within my area of expertise to help streamline, to help make each dollar go further is number one in my mind. Number two, I've worked in the arts and tourism in this region for so very long. I've got a lot of expertise in that area. It's a very important industry to us in Gananoque and the Thousand Islands, and I'm sure I can bring something to the table on that level. And my newest enterprise on a personal level is working in construction and development. There's a lot of interest in that in our community, looking to expand and to bring new people in. So hopefully at that table I can be of some help as well. And then whatever's needed, whatever where there are gaps, if there's a new area that I can learn something in, if I can be a part of sitting at a table where questions need to be asked, where analysis needs to be done, that's all stuff that I'm very excited to be a part of learning something new.
And finally, I guess, is there anything else that you wanted to add to this that you might want the public to know about since you have the floor? I'm going to let you go right ahead.
Okay. So for me, what I would like to see is a large voter turnout. There's a lot of people who put their names in, who are basically being volunteers, saying that they want to do good for the community. And it would be lovely if people took the time to do a bit of an analysis and vote. And you don't actually have to get out and vote. You know, that old saying, get the vote out. All you have to do is open your phone or your computer. That's getting the vote out. And so it's the town of Gananoque has made it quite easy. And I know they're very accommodating to try and make sure absolutely everybody gets a chance to. So it would be lovely to see that.